So this afternoon, I'm welcoming founder and CEO of Momentum Children's Charity, Bianca FMA. You've just been awarded an OBE King Charles Birthday Honours List for services to young people with life-challenging conditions. You set up the charity 19 years ago. It's based in East Molesey. Tell me about how you started the charity and what motivated you to start the charity.
Well, I started the charity when I was a receptionist at Kingston Hospital in the paediatric unit. I was probably the worst receptionist that Kingston has ever taken on their books. It really wasn't my forte. I have met, and I did meet at the time, some amazing families that were going through treatment. Their children had cancer, and I was just so horrified by the change in these children so early on and how I could make a very, very small difference to them. It all started with one little child who came in and she needed a cold drink or an ice cream or even a cold jelly. And it just seemed ridiculous 19 years ago that that would be so difficult to get. So I went to John Lewis to see if John Lewis could provide me with a very small fridge that could go into an isolation room at Kingston Hospital. I didn't have a charity, didn't even go with headed paper or anything about anything. I didn't even know. I was just asking for something that I thought would be so simple. So thanks to John Lewis, they advised me to start a charity. And if I started a charity, they would then give me the fridges for every isolation room in Kingston Hospital. And that's really how it started. It wasn't pre-planned. It wasn't emotionally driven. It was just a need at that time.
Well, you obviously did fill a need at that time, and it was obviously a need that needed filling. How hard was it to set up the charity and get it going back in 2004?
Well, like everything with Momentum Children's Charity, it really has been teamwork. So I didn't have a team at that time, but I did have two parents who both children were going through cancer, and I approached them to see if they could help me set up a charity. And we sat around a kitchen table saying, oh, yes, let's do this. But we'd only do it for 3 months and then we would stop it because we didn't foresee that this was something that any one of us would be able to do or do very well or even have the time to do it. So it was set up. The name came, Momentum. And it's just been it's organically grown from that.
Did you think it ever grow as much as it has now? Because obviously it's a huge charity now and you do an enormous amount of work for children, families, anybody going, sick children, not just children with cancer, but sick children generally, if that's right. How does it feel now to be doing, helping these people?
Do you know, it's been absolutely a privilege to have been part of this and to start this charity up. I have met the most amazing, amazing children, and nobody can take that away, because each one has their own story and their own need. At the time it was just going to be for children with cancer, but like anything, as you grow and you realize there's so more people out there, so many more families with children with different struggles that one can help in either in a small way or a larger way, whether it was, you know, that we change the environment within the hospital to make it look lovely, whether we want to help the NHS, so we need to sort of fill bits that they just can't afford to do. So we all know that having counselling, music therapy, art therapy, all those wonderful things that can distract pain or help children through that and help the parents has to be a bonus. So that's really where we've concentrated. So we're in 9 hospitals now, and in each hospital we have family support workers who work alongside the families, and most importantly the nurses as well, and the parents, the grandparents, the friends and everything, just so we can make a difference.
That is amazing. And how do families get referred to you?
The hospitals refer to us. So do you know, working in a hospital, it's a privilege as well to work in a hospital, to work alongside the professionals. And they refer the families to us. And I think that we all help each other. And that's how it should be. It shouldn't be that we're out there on alone doing something. It's actually that we work as a team, and they can help us and we can help them.
And I've recently come across some of the amazing work you've done for one particular family in Epsom, the Halls. Dad Sam Hall and Mummy, they lost their young son Sepp to a very rare brain tumour. He said the support you have given his family at the point of diagnosis, during treatment, at the point when they realised that Sepp wasn't going to pull through, and later, has been invaluable. How do you manage to bring all those angles of support to that one family and many families like it?
I think it's to know the family and to build their trust from very early on. And I've always said that we should really be an extension to a family. So I think that's how it works, that as long as you get the family's trust, they will believe in you and they will work with you. And that family who we're talking about, Sam, absolutely incredible. And I was at Epsom when he rode in after all those hundreds and hundreds of miles. And I can honestly say it was probably one of the most moving events I've ever been to. It was incredible what he managed to do, and what a legacy to leave for his son. So we meet many families, and each one, like I said earlier, tells a different story. And we have to get their trust. They have to believe in what we want to do and how we can help.
That's quite incredible. So back to your OBE, how did it feel to receive the OBE?
Wow. It came in an envelope I hadn't seen before. It wasn't a bill, so it's always a nice feeling if it's not a bill. And when I opened it up, I just cried. I actually couldn't stop crying, because although people can say that the charity is wonderful, and we hear all the time from families that it's amazing, and I know that I have the best team out there doing their best. But actually, personally, I'm very judgmental on myself. And so having somebody who's actually from the outside and really probably at the beginning didn't know anything about us to read something and then decide that actually it can be recognised as being something special. With that, it doesn't take away that to start the charity, to actually run this charity and to start it right from the beginning, witnessing some really, really sick, and many of these children have died. It comes with a price, because Momentum really shouldn't need to be there, but it is there, and the OBE is amazing, and I will treasure it.
Well, you deserve it fully. How did it take its toll on you when your children do die, and how do you cope with it yourself?
I come from a nursing background, and I think that has helped. I just think that I don't want to keep using the word privilege, but I feel humble to have worked with these families, and one has to look after oneself. But I work with such brilliant people, and we all help each other, and the families help. We all help the families, and the families help us, because even now, 19 years later, I'm still in contact with many of these families, children who have done well, children who haven't done so well, but I'm still in contact. And that's an honour. That's amazing.
It is amazing indeed. Sharing grief and helping other people with their own grief is sort of symbiotic. It helps both parties. It's hard to explain. I'm sure you probably could explain it better than me, but I understand exactly where you're coming from, that helping helps yourself and it helps the family. So it's a very symbiotic relationship, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, people have other children, hopefully, and if they don't, they still manage to have a life. They have to learn, and they do learn to live with the grief. And it's wonderful that we can still meet up, and their children are not forgotten. And I think that's so important. The children are not forgotten. They've made their mark in whatever way we will remember them. We always say with Momentum that memories never fade, and happy memories really don't fade.
That's absolutely right. So if people would like to learn more about Momentum, what's your website address?
If you go on to Momentum Children's Charity, www.momentumchildrenscharity.org, you will find out all about us. Volunteering, yes, please. We're always looking for volunteers. Fundraising, do you know, we need money. We do need money. And we're a local charity, so if you do feel in any way that you've got a company, or you're doing some wonderful things like jumping out of a plane or running or skydiving, anything, please think of us, because we need that money.
Thank you. I'll let you go now. Thank you so much for talking to me. Do enjoy receiving your OBE. When are you going to get it?
I haven't got the date yet, but everybody keeps saying to me, when and what are you going to wear? And I keep saying, it's all about the hat. I love a hat. So I'm very excited about it. I think it's a great honour and I shall enjoy my hat. So thank you for your time today.
Thank you. And definitely enjoy your hat and do send us a picture and tell us about the occasion when you actually receive your award. Thanks for talking to me, Bianca, and have a good afternoon.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
Bye for now.